From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, Catherine Austin Fitz joins us. Your future, is it bright? Is it not? Well, Wall Street turned in another stunning finish Thursday and extended its unprecedented streak of being so volatile, this time to the upside, as investors spent a session again struggling with fears about a recession, but giving in to a last-hour wave of buying. The Dow Jones Industrials ended up 400 points after falling 380 in the opening minutes of the session. Social Security checks are going up $63 a month for the typical retiree, the largest increase in more than a quarter century, but likely to seem puny to the millions who have been watching in horror as Wall Street lays waste to their retirement nest eggs. Every little bit helps, but the boost is coming after a year when people living on fixed incomes have been pounded by surging energy prices and higher food costs, and lately they've seen their lifetime savings shrivel along with the stock market. As a matter of fact, our own producer Tom Danheiser called me today and said, George, I don't think I'll ever retire either. My retirement fund has been whittled away to nothing. Well, we're all in that, aren't we? Mobile phone users are developing rashes on their faces and ears caused by an allergic reaction to the nickel on handsets, according to skin research experts. The British Association of Dermatologists says the phenomenon is being seen in people who spend long periods of time on the phone. Nickel is found in the handset casing or in buttons. As flu season approaches, many New Jersey parents are furious over a first-in-the-nation requirement that children get a flu shot in order to attend preschools and daycare centers. That decision should be the parents, not the states, they contend. In a moment, our very special guest will be Leonard Horowitz. We'll talk about this horrible story on Coast to Coast. Sounds like the Bee Gees knew when they were talking about, and they were years ahead of medical research. The band's iconic 1977 disco anthem, Stayin' Alive, provides an ideal beat to follow while performing chest compressions as part of CPR on a heart attack victim, according to doctors. Can you believe that? The American Heart Association calls for chest compressions to be administered at the rate of 100 per minute during the cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or the CPR. Ironically, Stayin' Alive chimes in at 103 beats per minute. Don't be surprised then if you see them working on a heart attack victim and you hear Stayin' Alive in the background. And sex offenders in Maryland have begun receiving paper signs in the mail that read, "No candy at this residence," which they must post on their front doors or possibly face a parole violation. The signs began arriving last week in the mailboxes of about 1,200 violent and child sex offenders across Maryland. The signs were accompanied by a letter explaining that they must stay at home, turn off outside lights, and not answer the door on Halloween. Maryland is also distributing pamphlets statewide to warn families to stay away from homes with pumpkin signs. A packaged incendiary device exploded in a suburban St. Louis parking garage. I was very close to it, injuring the man who picked it up, rocking an office high-rise and forcing hundreds of people to evacuate. The package was sitting near the 69-year-old man's assigned parking spot, but authorities wouldn't say whether he was the intended target. His injuries were not considered life-threatening. Actress and singer Edie Adams, who won a Tony Award for bringing Daisy May to life on Broadway and who played the television foil to her husband, comedian Ernie Kovacs, has died. She was 81. Adams died Wednesday in a Los Angeles hospital from pneumonia and cancer. A graduate of the Juilliard School of Music, Adams hoped to become an opera singer, but instead went on to gain fame for her sketches with Kovacs and her pivotal roles in two top Broadway musicals. And for nearly two decades, she was the spokesperson for Muriel Cigars. Italian archaeologists have discovered the tomb of the ancient Roman hero, said to have inspired the character played by Russell Crowe in the film Gladiator. Danilia Rossi, an architect and archaeologist based in Rome, said the discovery of the monumental marble tomb of Marcus Macrinus, including a large inscription bearing his name, was an exceptional find. And I do believe in that great movie, Gladiator. Did they not call him Maximus? Leonard Horowitz up next. We talk about the situation where many New Jersey parents are furious over forcing children to get flu shots. Len Horowitz is next on Coast to Coast AM. Dr. Len Horowitz is an internationally known authority in public health education and emerging diseases. Len currently serves as president of Tetrahedron, a not-for-profit health educational corporation, and he's written a number of books, including Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, Walk on Water, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. Here he is. Len, this is an outrageous story out of New Jersey, forcing children to get flu shots. It's amazing.
Hideous. Hideous, but you and I have been talking about the totalitarian fascist Nazi America and this whole ridiculous transition into intoxication of the population.
I mean, here we go, parents outraged, where they're saying in New Jersey right now that in order for kids to attend preschools and daycare centers, they must get flu shots. Sounds like a lobby of the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, that's exactly what we're up against. The military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel is interested in depopulating, and unfortunately and sadly, our children are at the greatest risk.
Parents rallied outside the New Jersey State House on Thursday, screaming about this policy, voicing support now, Len, for a bill that would allow parents to opt out of mandatory vaccinations for their children. I hope something like that gets passed. How can they force parents to get kids to get flu shots?
Well, they're doing it primarily through a basic coercion, and it's, you know, a virtual extortion, much like taxation. It's where you you can't do things. You can't have your American freedom unless you inject yourself with foreign RNA and DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox vaccine. It's cow pus. So this is absolutely insane. When you really study it, what you're looking at is genocide.
You know, Len, I don't get a flu shot. You don't get a flu shot. Your mother became seriously ill from a flu shot, and I believe may have died from one. You know, if parents want to give their children flu shots, that's their decision. It's their call. But they shouldn't be forced by government to do it.
Yeah, that's right. And I believe that it's an ignorant person's choice to actually, given what we now know about the risks of vaccinations and injuries and all of the manners in which the federal government and the Centers for Disease Control have covered up all of the incriminating evidence against vaccinations and did nothing but promote it and continue to promote it as being allegedly safe and effective when it's not. Essentially, you've got to have your mind examined. And if you think that this is safe and you want to go ahead with it, you go ahead with it. And then you have to then live for the rest of your life with a autistic child or vaccine-injured child or even yourself being injured.
I wonder how much money the pharmaceutical cartel will make by forcing kids in New Jersey to get these shots. And, of course, you know, Len, this is a prototype for the rest of the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes billions. See, what people don't understand, it's not just the sale, the initial sale of the vaccines to the federal government, the stockpiling, the pushing through the... It's a very inexpensive way to market your trash. Essentially, that's what they do through the CDC and the public health departments. And unfortunately, I have a master's in public health from Harvard. I was trained like everybody else. I made the sad mistake of likewise being a brainwashed, mind-controlled slave of the global industrialists. I was a virtual Manchurian candidate. I am personally responsible for probably killing or maiming about 3,000 healthcare professionals when I trained them, about 30,000 between 1989 and 1993 in infection control, where I used to routinely recommend vaccinations. So I've been there. I've done that. And I've come out of it, which I highly recommend everybody do, because if they don't, they're going to be infected with her plagues.
State Assemblywoman Charlotte Vandervolk is one of the people sponsoring, one of 34 people co-sponsoring a bill that would allow for conscientious objections to these mandatory vaccinations. I hope she's successful, Lynn.
I pray, too. And, you know, George, I've been working with a ministry in Hawaii. We've been the only ministry in the United States that has consistently funded for the past several years a legislative litigation and effort to bring about this mandate, you know, cessation of the mandates for tuberculosis skin testing and required vaccinations. And they do the same thing in Hawaii. And when you realize, even in Hawaii, where they have far greater immigration rates and greater risk, they still allow a spiritual religious exemption waiver for vaccinations, not so for TB. So in New Jersey, you're literally looking at the worst possible scenario for just a total fascist manipulation of the population into intoxication.
Len, let's talk about some natural remedies for the flu and for other problems. You're an expert on that. What do you recommend parents do? What do you recommend people do? I mean, we're going into the season, right?
Yeah, the first thing that I would highly encourage everybody to do is go to the website oxysilver.com. OXYSILVER.com and see what we've got in terms of, and what the pharmaceutical industrials have been hiding that NASA scientists developed about two decades ago in order to keep astronauts healthy in space and keep the water purified in space missions is essentially been buried and secreted by the drug industrialists who want to make a vast killing off of humanity's suffering with infectious diseases. We could right now, George, completely eliminate all infectious diseases from planet Earth inexpensively through the use of silver hydrosols. And OxySilver is the premier silver hydrosol. So go to that website, OxySilver.com, stockpile it. I'm telling you honestly, you want to save lives, help us save lives. We're going to be putting out a tremendous amount of effort to save as many lives as possible. And that's the best thing that I could recommend for people.
And speaking of other websites, Len, what is yours? I've got a couple. I want to make sure we're current here.
Yeah, my personal website is drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz.com. And then we're doing such wonderful things on the planet. I'm so blessed and humbled and privileged also to be your friend.
Well, you know, Leonard, you and I have been at this now for well over 12 years. My gosh, can you believe time has gone by? When you were doing my local show just in St. Louis, and I remember the response I used to get from you just on a local basis. People would call up, and originally, I mean, they thought, my God, this guy's too heavy. And then they started listening, and they realized that you talk the truth, and they started making their own minds up. They listened to these programs. You became a regular staple here in St. Louis.
Well, I appreciate it, George. Thank you so much for the years of support that you've given me. Let me bless you, and let me bless everybody right now, because I want to lay a huge bomb. And I urge all the people that are listening to investigate this, all the researchers and physicians to take note of what this document is that I'm going to share with you now.
All right.
It is called Thimerosal VSD Study Phase 1 Update, dated February 29th, year 2000. The authors are Thomas Verstaten, Robert Davis, and Frank DiStefano. It is a confidential, secreted, classified document that the Centers for Disease Control have buried because it proves definitively that the vaccines with thimerosal in it are the source of all of the autistic spectrum disorders, all of the behavioral disorders, all of the children becoming extraordinarily deranged insofar as their attitudes, increased suicidal tendencies, all of these behavioral disorders that have been linked to the mercury toxicity that have been injected into the children's bloodstreams. So when I read, for example, what you sent me with Tom Danheiser sent me to prepare for the show tonight, the principal lie that's in this article that's just been talking about the New Jersey issues, mm-hmm. that the principal lie is that people are saying that vaccines are safe and that there's no proof that the vaccine mercury is contaminating the children's bloodstreams and causing neurological impairments and causing That is a lie. And I have, as well as the class action lawsuit attorneys, that article that I just mentioned is definitive, secreted proof by the Centers for Disease Control Blue Ribbon panel of experts that investigated it and scientifically determined definitively these links. So I think it's extremely urgent. People must realize that they are at great and grave risk from gross lies and propaganda and deceptions being perpetrated under the guise of public health and under the guise of health and science. And they better wake up.
You know, after seeing the $700 billion bailout, Len, I am now convinced that they, in quotes, will lie about anything to make money. Anything.
Yeah, it seems what it's about largely is about, number one, making money. And I think it was Jordan Maxwell that you had on, that beautiful quote from Jordan. These people are not just about money and power. They are completely evil as you can get. So, I, as a behavioral scientist, I can tell you that the best thing that explains to me what these people, I wouldn't even call them people, I would have to conclude that they are aliens, because they literally have no compassion, no empathy, no love for your basic loving human being. We're different from them. And it seems to me that they're interested in, number one, making money off of humanity's suffering, as well as increasing their own power and their literally manipulation of beyond the population. It's omnicide. It's not just genocide. They're destroying everything that is of beautiful nature, harmony, balance. It's a whole degeneration of what's going on in civilization that they're responsible for. And I can only say that this level of corruption does not speak to something that's reasonable, sane, loving, empathetic. It has non-human values that are motivating it. And that tells me we're not dealing with a normal human being. We're dealing with some form of aliens.
You know, I go to conferences quite often, speaking engagements, Len, and we talk about coast to coast and we talk about the various topics because I want that one-on-one relationship with people, not just the phones, but I want to look them in the eyes. I want them to look at me. I want them to tell me what they like, what they don't like. And I've got to tell you, alternative medicine, help, your name comes up all the time, all the time. You must feel it getting bigger and bigger, too, don't you?
Yeah, I appreciate it. And again, because of folks like you who have blessed me and helped me to get my messages out there, you know, I've enhanced and moderate celebrity status, and that's fine with me. We've got mission. We've got a lot of work to do, George. I know that you carry that in your heart. I do, too. We're going to win this thing. We're going to come out of this, and we already have the wherewithal. We have the knowledge. We know how it's going to turn out. We know how we're going to get there. I've been working very, very steadily now. My next 9 months is essentially, actually 8.5 now, is with Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water. If you go to liveh2o.org, you're going to see what we're doing to really restore sanity to this hypocrisy of this planet Earth. And I think that everybody that understands what it is, based on the research and the science of hydrosonics, everything in healthcare, everything in medicine, everything in music even, is going into the understanding of water and the frequency, vibration, resonance of nature. And we have the knowledge now, the sacred wisdom and the science to basically say we can get out of this mess, which is a spiritual crisis, using energy, using biofrequency, using the understanding of how we are bioelectric beings, and that what we need in terms of a medicine is a bioenergetic medicine. And that's what we're doing with this whole concert concept.
Trying to shut Len Horowitz up. The government even considered him a suspect in the anthrax scare years ago. Len, that must have been incredible.
You know, I'm so naive. You know, I really thought that when they came to visit me that they were really interested in the fact that 1 week before the first anthrax mailing was announced, I was alerting the FBI that they've got a major anthrax crisis unfolding in the United States.
Man, stay with us. Len Horowitz, our guest. We're going to take phone calls in just a moment at Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Catherine Austin Fitz joins us. That's right. She talks all about the economy, calls it permaculture financial life. And we'll be joined throughout the night with several other guests and your phone calls. We're going to kind of float the format a little bit. I'll tell you about that next hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Len Horowitz with us. Your phone calls for the rest of this half hour. Len, by the way, thanks for hanging in there tonight with us.
Hi.
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay. I'm happy to.
I couldn't hear you. And then I went, oh, my God, he didn't. Let's go to some of the phones. You ready?
Sure.
West of the Rockies, John in Nevada. You are on Coast to Coast. Hey, John, go ahead.
Thanks, George. Dr. Horowitz, I'm a disabled veteran, and, you know, of course, at the mercy of any decision or, you know, procedure towards any treatment, you know, we always have to follow VA requirements. So as a vet, I may have to choose to go to a vet center to, you know, recover for medically and financially, and they required me to get a TB test, you know, and anything usually of any housing for veterans, they require this. And I had read an article where when they do this, it's obviously the reverse of what is not necessary. So am I at risk every time that I take this kind of test?
Yes. In fact, you're getting injected with a couple different things that really are hideous. Number one is you're getting injected, and by the way, they tell you that a little, they lie to you. They tell you that it's not really going into your blood, it's just in your skin. Well, gee whiz, because the reaction is a systemic immunological reaction, it's obviously going into the blood. Now, what's going into the blood is tuberculosis bacillus proteins, and that causes a risk for autoimmune diseases, because you see what they're not telling you is when you get injected with foreign RNA and DNA and proteins from bacteria and viruses and fungus, all these things go into your blood, connect to your own body parts. It connects to your own protein. And that fools the white blood cell bodyguards, the macrophages, that then see this whole sequence of proteins as foreign, and then they alert the rest of your immune cells, your whole army of white blood cell bodyguards. They tell them, if you ever see this, attack and destroy. So now you understand where the primary origin of all of the autoimmune diseases, the short list of autoimmune diseases that have been brought on by vaccinations, that likewise with tuberculosis skin testing you're at risk for, include chronic fatigue immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, just like George mentioned, my mother died from after getting a flu vaccine, a progressive autoimmune disease whereby her white blood cell bodyguards began to attack and destroy the myelin around her nerve fibers. She became progressively weaker, paralyzed, and subsequently died of another immune dysfunction disorder called cancer. And that was all her whole snowballing downfall. So I'd hate to see you go there, brother. Try to avoid it. Do everything possible. Use your religious spiritual exemption. If you go online to tetrahedron.org, which is our publisher, our publishing company is tetrahedron.org, there's a vaccine file and folder there in the article archives that has the not only the exemption forms available, but you can demand those from the school and from the state. But what's most important is you attach to that your the whole review that we did of the Bible verses, Old and New Testament, that tells you what the laws say in the Bible, that no government, no state, internationally, no nation state can come against the law of the Bible. So this is what we're giving you to empower you and enable you and educate not only you, but also the administrators who are administering these genocidal programs. Staple a copy of those articles that are freely downloadable to your vaccination and your TB skin testing exemption forms that you must demand with all certainty. You must know your rights, and your right is you're a spiritual being first before a physical. If you're a Jew or a Christian or a Muslim, then your word, your law says to keep the blood pure. Don't let them inject you.
Thank you, Leonard. Amanda in Austin, Texas. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you? Thanks for having me on tonight.
I'm going to be in Austin in January. Make sure you come by our KLBJ Talk Fest, okay?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I have a question or a comment. It's about breast milk. See, my mother had measles, mumps, rubella, all these childhood diseases before, like, they had, like, public school immunization programs. And I was tested as a child, and I have immunities to all of these just because I was, you know, breastfed by my mother. Now, I'm also, like, curious about things like Gardasil and colloidal silver. Doesn't colloidal silver in large quantities actually cause your skin to turn blue and, you know, would kill the good bacteria like Acidophilus and the E. coli, which lays within your intestinal tract?
Yeah, that's why we recommend OxySilver. That's why I recommended OxySilver.com, and I think the response is so huge that the site's already down. But if you get a chance over the next couple of days, and I'll give you before we end a toll-free number to call, OxySilver is far advanced beyond colloidal silvers. If you understand the politics of this, even colloidal silvers were very, very good. They've been so good that Health Canada just pulled them off of all of the store shelves over the past couple months. So you can't even get colloidal silver in Canada anymore like you used to be able to. The OxySilver does not have any of the risks that colloidal silver has no risk of vaccinations, no antibiotic risks at all. It's nothing like that, and yet it has all the benefits with none of the risks. So I would urge you to investigate the silver hydrosols in general, and particularly my favorite is OxySilver. With regard to the Gardasil, please, please, please tell everybody you love and care for. Stay away from that. This whole, it's a scam. It's going to intoxicate these girls. This is for the HPV. This is for the young girls they're injecting now. I urge you to tell everyone you love and care about, do not get your children injected with these because they're cancer triggers. In the long run, they will induce cancers in your children. And beyond that, what your other discussion with regard to natural immunity, breast milk, that's breastfeeding is the best possible thing that you can do as a mother to boost your children's immunity. Is and then this whole concept of infectious diseases being something frightful, once you have natural immunity built up, you don't have to worry. It's all about preparing your terrain. The germs are nothing. The terrain is everything.
Okay, let's go east of the Rockies. Jim in New Jersey, the state where they're going to force vaccinations. Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Hi, good evening, George. This is maybe the best birthday present I've had in a long time here. And with all due respect to your guests on this topic here, one of the things that no one ever mentions is that the producer of the vaccine for the flu vaccine just went online this year for this flu season with a $175 million flu vaccine facility over in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. Okay, that facility was set up to fight the pandemic flu that never materialized. And also that same manufacturer is a New Jersey-based company. And that begs the question, did that have anything to do, recouping their $175 million, have anything to do with them New Jersey now mandating this flu vaccine?
That's interesting.
Just to let you know, I was one of the people who constructed that facility. I was one of the contractors there.
Okay.
And I've spoken to the people in New Jersey that are heading up this whole anti-vaccine initiative here. I wrote an article on this also. And it's that seems to never be brought out. This is a New Jersey-based company doing this. Whole thing. They're looking to recoup their $175 million.
Sounds like a conflict of interest, Dr. Horowitz, huh?
Absolutely. And I certainly would consider that worthy of investigation to
yes.
see the economic connections between your politicians and those pushing public health and the attorney generals that are backing them and who's getting paid.
Follow the money. Jack in Michigan, you're up with us. Go, Jack.
Hey, George. You know, Dr. Lynn and David Sarita are my all-time favorite guests from your show. And I hope in the future you can bring the two of them on together. Also, I want to recall Sidney Ross Singer because, if you remember, he identified the fact that his wife, this is October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that his wife had some lumps, and by discontinuing the use of her bra, the lumps, lumps disappeared. Huh. And that's because of the lymphatics that are involved. When you constrict a tissue area, you constrict the lymphatics and their function, and then the toxins build up. That's not really why I called. Actually, I wanted to provide evidence. My mother, who was end-stage renal failure with congestive heart failure, was in dialysis for close to 5 years. And about 3 years ago, they were attempting to force upon her smallpox, pneumonia, flu, and hepatitis B. So I demanded the evidence, which they never provided. Well, she got the feeling so well that we missed actually a couple weeks of dialysis. When we returned, approximately 9 or 11 of the 16 patients were gone. And I asked the tech, what happened? They're all on vacation, right? She looked around and whispered, no, they're all dead. They all died. Well, guess what, George? They all took those vaccinations.
Oh, my gosh. Len, had you heard of this one?
Yeah, this is what we see constantly. This is the number one thing that's killing the elderly, too, and that's why they're targeting the elderly and the children for the vaccinations, you know, particularly the flu vaccine. You know, you've got Safeway in the United States pushing the vaccines in their own pharmacies. You know, I want to mention a couple things that the guest just mentioned. David Sirita is a colleague and a friend, and I honor his work. His new film, Water, is a must-see. I'm sure you've heard about that.
Just had him on.
Wonderful. Well, he and I are working together with a group to develop this concert for the Living Water, Live H2O. You can get, again, as I said, more information at liveh2o.org, liveh2o.org. And David's work is astonishing. We've just posted, I took what David probably mentioned on your show, was that NASA recorded the sound of the sun.
Yes.
And what I've done now is I've analyzed David's email and the recording from NASA and determined that the sound of the sun's frequencies are 528. They're in harmony with 528. They're in harmony, and they're about an octave lower than 417. Why is that important? Because we've determined already that 417 hertz frequency is the universal resonance frequency. That means if you want to be in harmony with nature, then you want to tune your instruments, musical instruments, not to A440, but to 417. In essence, we've been listening to static in our music. It's subliminally, because it, like, you know, if you were to turn from your radio station right now just one notch up, like one-tenth of a hertz difference in the channel, you're going to get static. And that's what has happened. Even though we enjoy the music today, we are literally being intoxicated. And if you want to know, based on the science, what my conclusion is, the reason why experts tell us that we only use 5% of our brains, I mean, what's the matter with that picture? Like we had a God who created us to walk around with trash in our craniums on the way to the dump. I mean, the reason is because we've been dumbed down, and the spirit and the energy and the frequency vibration has been diminished to the point that we are literally not the whole spirit-filled, capable, worthy, powerful human beings that the global industrials don't want to have around. Because if we were that way, we wouldn't be buying all their garbage, and we wouldn't allow them to be injecting all this toxic waste into our bodies.
Let's go to Trevor in Delaware. Trevor, please take it away. Go ahead, Trevor.
Thank you, George. And God bless you, Dr. Len, and your work.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
I want to, similar to the tobacco companies, this is a topic close to my heart. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old at home. Similar to the tobacco companies, and my thoughts also to the cell phone companies, that the drug companies have known that these vaccinations for years have caused autism and all kinds of terrible diseases. Now, have you ever heard that maybe through our government and or in cooperation with the drug companies, that they've set aside monies for just in the event in case they are exposed on lawsuits?
Oh, they've stopped the ability for us to sue them. This is what's going on. They have created legislation that indemnifies the vaccine makers against all litigation.
Right.
This is part of the scam, and it's a part of the totalitarian, fascist, genocidal state in which we're currently living.
That's what I thought. Thank you very much. And what's your thoughts on the cell phones?
hideous cancer sticks.
Wow. They're just filling us with all kinds of pollution these days. Well, God bless you and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Let's go to Dayton, Ohio. Merrill, take it away. You're on with Leonard Horowitz. Go ahead, Len. Merrill.
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if the doctor had heard of chlorine dioxide.
Mm-hmm, I certainly have. It's excellent. It should be prescribed in every physician's office. However, it's not idiot-proof, and that's why I recommend urge people to get OxySilver. Again, the website's down. It's OxySilver.com. But essentially, what you're talking about operates very similarly, actually not nearly as powerfully, but it very, very powerful. Again, antimicrobial, broad-spectrum effects, whereby if physicians use that instead of antibiotics and oversaw the patient's treatments using what you're talking about, chlorine dioxide or MMS, essentially we would not need vaccinations and we would not need antibiotics. It would completely, along with the silver hydrosols like OxySilver, make all vaccinations and all antibiotics obsolete and literally give us the opportunity to have a world free from infectious diseases.
Did we crush your website already?
Yeah, within 5 minutes, George. I'm sorry.
Let's take a final caller, Andrew in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Andrew. Thanks.
Yes, Dr. Horowitz and George, thanks so much for caring about the public and doing the best you can to inform
us.
My question to you is this. Several years back, I recall reading that Russia has maintained its chemical and biological stockpile and for possible future use, and that they have created cocktails, biological cocktails, for which when combined together, they mutate and there is no cure. If the U.S. water supply or the U.S. came under attack either by foreign nations or terrorists, what could you suggest that the public do to help prepare for a scenario such as that?
Yeah, that's, again, I seem like a broken record, and I, with all honesty in my heart, to save lives, I've got to recommend simply the silver hydrosols, OxySilver. Every person should be stockpiling them, giving out, getting their friends and family. And the reason why, it's happened already. What you're talking about is called the Russian biological cocktail method of conducting what is called non-lethal warfare. And it's developed by the Armed Forces Institute. The whole plan was to intoxicate targeted populations with combinations of both biological and chemical weapons. The chemicals wreak havoc with the human immune system, making people more susceptible to infectious diseases. And then the biologicals, when you infect people and co-infect them with two or three different viruses and or pathogens at the same time, then the docs can't do anything. They have no clue. And the scientific community can be out for decades debating what's causing the, you know, the great plague, but the fact of the matter is it's untraceable. You can't trace it to any nation state. You can't trace it to a bioterrorist attack. You can't trace it to a drug company. It is the premier method of conducting depopulation covertly.
Leonard, my friend, we're out of time. Stay in touch. There's a full show coming up for you in the not-too-distant future, okay?
Appreciate it, George. Can I give out a toll-free number? You got a second?
Sure, go.
It's 888 for people who can't get online. It's 888. Simple to remember. K-O germs. K-O knockout. K-O germs. G-E-R-M-S. 888 K-O germs. Love you, George.
Okay, Len, you take care of yourself. In a moment, Catherine Austin Fitz. Phone calls at each half hour with her and the other guests, so you're part of the program all night long.